Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Do your habits include those followed by high achievers? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving the relationship with your customers. Last week, we covered seven beliefs that successful people hold as truths. I hope you found them helpful and perhaps even made you rethink some of your beliefs where you might differ from those who have already achieved success. And since one of those beliefs was having a no-excuse policy, meaning we live above the line all the time, this week we're going to do one better than seven. Today's important question for you is, do your habits include those followed by high achievers? And to help you think about this more deeply, I'm going to share with you eight habits that most all high achievers have made part of their routine. We all have habits. It's not something that you either have or don't have. The more important question is, what are the habits that have become the control mechanisms for your actions, decisions, and behaviors? Far too often, habits get a bad rap. The ones that get our attention and perhaps the attention of our spouse or coworkers are the bad ones. Just to clear the air, let's share just a few that probably fall into that category. You may have the habit of hitting the snooze button on your alarm, and as a result, you often show up late for work. Or you may have the habit of eating fast food, and as a result, you're carrying around a few extra pounds. Or you may have the habit of checking your email first thing each morning, and as a result, you get stuck in someone else's problems, and that's why you don't have a meaningful morning routine. Or you may have the habit of always having the answer, and as a result, you aren't very good at listening and asking good questions. I could go on and on, but enough about me. Actually, I said me because I didn't want to say you. And you already know what your bad habits are, don't you? So while we all have a few bad habits, the question for today's discussion is focused on your good habits, and more specifically, the good habits of those who fall into the high achiever category. And before you ask me of my definition of a high achiever, and we go down that rabbit hole, let's just take a look at this list of eight habits and see if we agree that these are habits we already have or want to develop for ourselves. Got a pen and paper handy? You may want to write these down and give yourself a thumbs up or a thumbs down on each to see what work you have ahead of you. Here we go. Habit number one of high achievers is they strive to improve daily. High achievers are never satisfied with where they're at today. Their mind never stops thinking about how they could be just a little bit better each and every day. In the manufacturing world, we call this incremental improvement, meaning we're not waiting for the next big technology or breakthrough to make improvements, but rather we're constantly looking at the small step-by-step process of each operation to see where we can shave off a few seconds of time or reduce a few steps or improve the yield of our raw materials. This is the mindset and habit of high achievers. They evaluate everything they do to see if they can go faster, jump higher, extend their reach, or make one more contact. Are you thinking about daily improvement, or are you stuck in a rut? Perhaps this is one habit you need to work to make stronger. Habit number two of high achievers is they work out or get exercise daily. Now, before you throw the red flag on this one, I'll quickly admit that it's a very rare individual who works out every day, 365 days a year. There are a few, but very few. Not everyone can get a workout or full exercise routine in 7 days a week, but the habit that high achievers have is that they make their physical care a part of their daily routine. I'm a pretty active person, but I don't work out every day. Do I wish I could? Absolutely. Would my attitude and energy level be higher if I did? Absolutely. But even on those days that I can't get a workout in, I like to get out and move. Get in some form of walking, lifting, squatting, whatever. Something to break up the routine of sitting or standing in one place all day. How about you? Is this high on your priority list? I know that some of you listening are trying to ignore this one, but don't. It's too important. This habit must become one of your habits, especially if you want to enjoy your life in retirement at age 75 or 80. Trust me on this one. Habit number three of high achievers is they use mentors they've invested in. I'll bet you didn't expect to see this one on the list. It's not one that often comes up in discussions regarding habits, which is why I find it very interesting and intriguing. The reality is most high achievers are investing time and money to follow or get guidance from someone who's traveled the road before them. They do this because they know that having a mentor will get them to their destination quicker, with fewer wrong turns and fewer delays. And let's face it, we've all invested our time to go to a conference or an industry event only to walk away and do nothing with the insights we've heard from the keynote speaker. But high achievers have a habit of not only having a mentor, but also doing the work from the investment they've made. Do you have a mentor? Are you putting their insights and advice to work regularly? If so, great. If not, this may be a habit you need to gain. Habit number four of high achievers is to practice patience with themselves and others. This is a particularly difficult habit, especially for type A personalities. If you're a hard-charging, up-and-coming leader, the last thing on your mind is to practice patience, which is why this habit is so important to recognize and develop. I particularly like how this is worded, the habit of practicing patience with themselves and others. I've been with several business owners who are not very good at allowing team members to finish their thoughts. Because their minds race at faster than normal speeds, they've anticipated the question, assessed the situation, and come to a decision before the person speaking even finishes their thought or question. Have you ever seen this? I saw it just recently, and I see it often. The patience quotient for many business owners is very low. How patient are you with your own progress and that of your team? Should you build a stronger habit of practicing patience? It's worth some consideration. Habit five of high achievers is to recognize the need for work-life balance. Now, I must be honest here. I'm not a big fan or believer in the traditional view of work-life balance. I think it's been a little overcooked these days, and as a result, it's hard to find people who are willing to do what it takes to get the job done. So when I see this as a habit, my thought goes to the habit of realizing that while there are times in the life of a business that it must be all hands on deck, there are also times when you've got to allow yourself and your team members to get away and recharge their batteries. It's not every day. It doesn't mean a 35-hour work week. It does mean being aware that we have a business in order to live the life we want. And as high achievers, we can't go all in on business and ignore our life or our spouse or our family or our personal wellness. Likewise, we can't expect our team members to drop everything at any time, on any day, in any situation. We've got to apply balance to the equation. How solid is your habit in this area? Habit number six of high performers is they track their finances. Again, I'll give you my spin on this habit to suggest that high achievers, especially business owners, know and use their business financials to make big decisions in their business. They don't just look at their bank balance and make a decision on hiring a new team member or buying a new piece of equipment. They have a budget. They have a cash flow forecast. They know their monthly fixed costs. They review their P&L and balance sheet each month. And they use these financial reports to make good decisions for the business. And as a result of this habit, they also tend to do the same thing with their personal finances. They work from a budget, they make a plan, and they forecast their financial future. Do you have a habit of using your financial documents to make big decisions for your business? It's a great habit to have. Habit number 7 of high achievers is to manage their tasks and always complete their top 3 priorities. High achievers have a habit of making prioritized lists for their to-dos. They don't just do what happens to show up in their email. They start each day or week with a plan of what needs to get done. I often share a story of my high-achieving mentor who ran a billion-dollar business using a single sheet of paper for each of the 11 of us who reported to him. Each of us had a single sheet with our name on the top and the 3 big things he needed and expected us to be working on. Each week, we'd meet with him individually for 45 minutes, and he'd ask us about the 3 things on the list. After we briefed him on the status of each item, he'd ask, "What help do you need from me on this?" We knew the right answer was, "Nothing, I've got it," and he'd go to the next item. When we finished the list of 3 things, our meeting was done, until the next week when we would give him a new update. He achieved far more than many others in a similar position because he had 11 direct reports, each working specifically on 3 priorities. That's 33 big strategic items being completed with his guidance. Powerful. How strong is your habit in this area? And finally, habit number 8 of high achievers is to never stop learning. The fact that you're a regular listener to this podcast and others like it suggests to me that you already have developed this habit. None of us know enough to stop learning. I'm listening to podcasts anytime my vehicle is running. It's like clockwork. I turn on the ignition and the podcast starts right away. I don't listen to sports radio. I don't listen to music unless my wife is riding with me. I'm listening to an audiobook or a podcast. And if you haven't listened to my audiobook titled The Ultimate Business Tune-Up, you may want to check that out. You can find it on Amazon or wherever you get your audiobooks. The reality is there are way more books, podcasts, webinars, conferences, and learning opportunities that we could ever take advantage of. But no matter what you do, build the habit of consistently learning. It's a habit well worth your time and attention. So there you have it, 8 habits of high achievers. I sincerely hope you scored an 8 out of 8. But if you didn't, this is your opportunity. Simply identify the habit that you need to work on the most and make it a part of your daily routine for the next 21 days. If you do something for 21 days, it'll likely become a habit. If you need any help making this your new reality, just let me know. I'd be glad to help. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. The fact is, you're already a high achiever, or you wouldn't be interested in this podcast. But as we discussed in Habit 1, we're always striving to improve daily. I'll be your cheerleader if you'll do the hard work. Now, before we go, 2 quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss the four core types of leads. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.